We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. We are starting approximately 16 lines from the top. It's the middle of the Amud, Amalei Rav Acha, the second word on the line, Amalei Rav Acha. We had a Braisa that has a Reisha and a Seifa. In the Reisha, it says that the Edom said that the master blinded the Eved, took out his eye, and then took out his tooth, which means the Eved goes free and he has to pay for the tooth. And they became Zaymim. So the halacha is they have to pay, because it became Zaymim, and the truth was the opposite. So they have to pay the Mei Eved, the Mei of the Ayin to the Eved. The Mei Ayin to the Eved. The Seifa is talking about a case where the Edom said that the master knocked out the tooth, then the eye, and the truth was the opposite. So then he has to pay the Mei Ayin to the Rav. And the Shaila was, or we're talking about a case of one set of Edom came, and then the Edom Zaymim came and switched it around. Or there was two sets of Edom. And Rava wants the case to be two sets of Edom in order to have a case of Hakchasha, because he holds Hakchasha Tchilas Hazama. So I'm Rav Acha, Breder of Ikel, Rav Ashi. Do you go to Rava Mehecha? Where is the Diak of Rava? Remember, Rava has a Ration and Sefer. Both cases he learns there's two Kitim Edom, there's two groups of Edom. And we will explain as we go along, we'll remind everyone the exact Gemara. Some layer of Acha, Breder, Rav Ikel, Rav Ashi. The Yukad, Rav Mehecha. Good, Rav is talking about two sets of Edom. And there's Akasha. Where's the Dik from? Ilamim Reisha. So what's the case of Reisha according to Rav? According to Rav, the Reisha is the first cat came and said that the master knocked out the tooth and then the eye. That was the first group of Edom. The second group said no, more cooler Dik, that he knocked out the eye, then he knocked out the tooth. And the Rav is saying, I'd rather have that second Edom. And it turns out the second Edom are Zaymimim. So the law is the second Edom have to pay the price of the eye to the Eved. And we see it's Hakhasha, because here we had the first group of Edom said that the eye was second, and the second group said, no, the eye was first. So the second group was ready Mukkash, and then it became Zaymim. That's Rava's Raya. See, Lema, the Mereisha, Reisha Mikam, Chashim Mitziyai. The middle one is not really getting unraveled. Kivan di Eloi Mitzmi, if you would not have a Zaymim, Sadusha Kavasayu Kakaime, you would pass like the second group. The Dina Kavasayu Vaskini, Shvachavasayu Mono. Think about it. The first group said that he knocked out the tooth, he goes free, and he pays the Mayayin. The second one said he did the Ayin first, then the Shane. So the second aid is less than the first aid. So you would pass like the second group of Edom. So there's no Achasha there. You would have a pass on the second group. So here, when it becomes Edom Zaymim, we understand why it's Edom Zaymim, because we would pass like the second group of Edom. So why is that called Hakasha? So that's why it's Kasha. The first set of Edom is one of getting contradicted. Mitzrayu, Loim is Kasha Midi. The second one's not getting contradicted. No, we pass like that one. So what's the Raya from the Reisha? Rav said, no, I mean love in the Reisha. What's the Raya? Omalei Rava, no. My Raya from the Reisha just is that we're talking about those two groups of Edom. Why? Because in the Reisha it says, Shaharav Oymekein. Now, if there wasn't a set of Edom before these Edom, so the Rav wouldn't be happy if he say, knocked out the eye and the Shane. Why is the Rav happy? Why is the Master happy? He's losing his Eved. Terence says, there was a group before that who said he had to pay the eye. Now, second Edom comes, he's all excited. He's welcoming the second Edom. So we know the Reisha went two groups of Edom, and then Edom Zayim, which is altogether three Kitas. So then the Sefer could do three Kitas, and the Raya is from the Sefer. That's all we're doing. Only Rava Sovereign, the Reisha of Shalosh Kitas. Why? Because there's a Rav Nicha, because the Master is happy. It's a Sefer Nam of Shalosh. Sefer Tov of Shalosh. V'dayik me Sefer. Kegoyim, what's the Sefer's case? There are also two groups of Edom. Going to also be Trey. V'omri, the first set of Edom came and said, Hippel Ashinoi V'sime Enoi, which means the Master got to pay a lot of money. And we paskin like that. We paskin. They're the first group. They're the first Edom. So we paskin like that. That this. Therefore, we paskin like the first set of Edom. But also, and second Edom came. But Amri Sima Es Enoi VeHipal Ashinoi, and they were Mamayit on the first Edom, and they were Hakasha, because the second Edom said that first was the eye and then was the tooth. The Kamachish Shel Hani Kamoi. Here the case is almost exactly the case of the first case. The only difference is that here the Zaymim were the first ones who came Zaymim. And there the halacha is Meshamin Me'ayin L'Rav. You pay the Me'ayin L'Rav because you were trying the first Edom were trying to make the Rav lose the Me'ayin. And there L'chayr adir, when they said Eidim, we passed like them. And then the second Eidim came on Machkash them. So right then and there, we should say it's over. But still we say if it comes to Zayim, they have to pay Eidim Zayim. Why? We had a chash already. When the second Eidim came and said, you know what, your first Eidim don't work anymore. Because we have a second Eidim that said it was less. So really, it doesn't work anymore. And still we say it becomes Zayim. So it's a riot to Rava. Let's read it inside. You paid my visa. Why did they pay us cash? It already started getting unraveled from before the Eidim Zomim came and made them Zomim. So what the Gemara is saying is that Rava brought the Reisha. And he said, what's the case of the Reisha? Why are you paying to the Rav? We should pay the whole why paying to the Eved in the ratio? You should pay to the Rav because you're making him lose his Eved. Terence's Rav said that, obviously talking about those two sets of Eidim, and then the Eidim Zayim came as a third set. That's not right, because the ones who become Zayimim were taka the ones who were passing line. But it's enough, you see, from the ratio to want three Kitim, three groups. So now the Sefer is also about three groups. And from the Sefer, Zariah. From the Sefer, Zariah, even though group number one got knocked out from the second group, and then it became Zayimim, still you have Achash to Zamba, and that's the Raya to Achash to Zamba from, that's Rava's Raya. Rabbi Amalach, Bishlam Aresha, I can agree to you, Loisagi Loisosh Kitas, Shrey Ketani Rava Mekain. I hear what you're saying, the Aresha is talking about three Kitas, because it says, Rava Mekain. If that group was the first group to come, it wouldn't say Rava Mekain, because he's not going to be happy having his Eved free, even though he's getting a good price on the they almost paid the eye, but he wanted to have to go free. So we understand why you have to say the ratio is three kitas. But we said the ratio is not right anything. It's not a chasha tchil zama because that second group is we're passing like that group. We're not. It's not a chasha. The chasha is on the first group. But so Rabbis agree, and it's not right. But el seifa lomeli shalosh kitas. Why do you have to talk shalosh kitas? Sharei Avad came again. The Eved saying this. Eved called my mayor. Eved say anything on Nichalei. Even if it's one group, which means the case of the Sefer was that he walked in and said, he said there it said Hippol Sheinoi v'Simus Ein Avdei. And the Eved says this. Yeah, the Eved saying the Eved says this. He's supposed to say this in the Sefer. He's very happy here, especially good for him. And anyway, he would say it anyway. He's happy to go L'Cheres. So therefore, the Sefer could be talking about a case of one group of Eidim, and the case was that this one Eidim said that Hippel Hashem Avdoi, Vesima is Einoi, and the Eved agreed to that, he wanted that. Turns out there was Zayimim, and he turned around the case. The halacha is that you pay the Me'ai and Lerav, and it's not a case of Akasha at all, so it's not a Raya to Rava. Ad Kan, this Braisa that has a ratio and a Sefer with Rava and Abaya. And Abaya says not a Raya because I could say that the Sefer, which is the Raya, is not talking about Achasha. Good, Moshe, any questions? Okay. Mask of Lo Rav Zera. Rav Zera of the Kasha. Stam, we're assuming, now comes a little easy, few easy lines of Gemara. We assume now for Pashtus that when you knock out an Eved's eye and then his tooth, or you knock out his tooth, then his eye, what's the halacha? You pay him for the eye, and you pay him for the tooth. That's what we're saying, Pashut, right? Why is it so Pashut? Maybe if you knock out an eye or a tooth, he goes free, and you do both of them. Let's see inside. Maybe if you knock out his eye, he goes out with his eye. Hippolas, you know, you knock out his tooth, he goes out, he goes out because of the tooth. If you do both, it goes out because of both. Like, who said you pay for it? Maybe if you knock out his eye and tooth, you go out for both. No, Lechem Akra, the Pasuk says, about going free, it says, V'chiyake ish es ein avdoi, oyes ein amosoi, v'shichasa, l'chovshi yishachenu tachas einoi. And the next Pasuk says, M'shein avdoi oyshein amosoi yapil, l'chovshi yishachenu tachas shinoi, instead of his tooth. Tachas einoi, tachas einoi v'shinoi, tachas shinoi, instead of his tooth, v'loi tachas shinoi v'einoi. Only one. The other one you have to pay for. So, back to the Iker Shiloh of Achosho Trilos Hazama, Omar of Idi Bar Oven, Afa Na Namitanina. Rav Idi Bar Oven says, I can bring you a raya that Achosho Trilos Hazama, that means even if the Edom had a little unraveling before the Zaymim came, there's still a parish of Edom Zaymim. You know where he brings a raya from? Our Mishnah. Afa Na Namitanina. Says our Mishnah, Gonav al Pishnayim, if someone steals with two edim. V'tavach amach apiyim. The same two edim say he shechted or sold it. V'nimtzu zaymim, and they found to be zaymim. Masham alayis akol. They pay for dal v'hei. The edim zaymim pay dal v'hei. My lab the hidu al gneiva v'chaz v'dal tvicha, which Rashi teaches means armor to one case where they said edis on the gneiva that happened on Sunday, and they said that the tvicha happened on Monday. And they became Zoyim al-Gneva. They said, oh, how can you see the Gneva on Sunday? You were with us somewhere else. And then they said, oh, how can you see the Tvicha on Monday? You were with us somewhere else. So yeah, that's the case. It says he paid Alvei. Frank the Gemara, but Kivin Zuhuzmo al-Gneva, once you had Edom Zoyim on the Gneva, that means there's no Gneva anymore. So now, for that time, now Tvicha is out. So why Chayiv on Edom Zoyim on Tvicha? Gav Tvicha, Havala Mechashim. But Tani Mechashim is a car. Yom Hashem on the Tricha and says you pay the whole dal v'hei. V'isagadai the Hashem lav Tchilas Hazomhi at Tricha May Mesham. And why do you pay on the Tricha? Elo Hashemarina Chish Tchilas Hazomhi. The Gemara is saying over here that when you make them zaymim on the Geneva, and then you make them zaymim on the Tricha, you pay dal v'hei. Why? After the zaymim on Geneva, it turns out their Tricha edus is useless. Since it's useless. So why yichayev when it comes zayim on tvicha? Why yichayev davei? It must be hachosha tchilas hazama. The only thing you could ask is that it's not mamish dimin dechosha hazama. I would say hachosha hazama means that it starts unraveling by two edim saying it never happened what you said, and then we say oh you weren't here. This is a different type of chosha hazama. We never said it didn't happen. We're just saying there's no gneva. Therefore your tvicha is useless edus. So it's a different type of chashu hazama, but it is the same thing of unraveling that whatever you said is not in the game anymore, and still we see it still comes zaymim. So it's a peyshua speaks out. So it's like a kol shkein. I'm saying madachir where it started unraveling in a different way because it's useless. Still we say comes zaymim. So for sure, if you have a chashu as a start, it could be tchilas hazama. Elas shvam no chashu hazami. So I'm going to know it's not a raya. Amri, how come I ask you? Our mishnah is talking about a case going to huzmu ala tvicha trila. The first the Zayim said about Monday that you were with us. So then the Geneva was still Kayim, because Geneva by itself is something. And then you became Zayim on the Geneva. So therefore, the halacha is that you pay Dal V'hei, because it's not a case of Chashtu Yerzama. It's not a riot of Chashtu Yerzama. And we actually had, the reason why we said the case was, when he says that he said Edis on Geneva, then Atficha, the way I was tied to Rashi, it means one was on Sunday, one was on Monday, because Abaye already had to say before, that the case was, it was Bavas Achas. It was at one time. And because if not, there'd be a problem, Ezraim Lafreya. Therefore, Avada, the Edis they said at one time, they said it happened at different times. That's why I attached the Gemara like that, like Rashi, it was Meduyik the way we're attaching it, because we're trying to help out for those that are keeping the Cheshvin. Abaya held that Ezraim Lafreya had to be, they said Edis Vas Achas, not there would be a Rasha from there. So I have to finish the Gemara to the Mishnah, because this is a continuation. So we have machlokes over here between Rava and Abaya, if hachosha tiros hazama. Zog to Gemara that there's a machlokes, another machlokes on Marayim about this. Uvplukta edim shehukhshu b'shayif huzmu Rav Yechon Rav Elazar. There's a machlokes Rav Yechon Rav Elazar, the same machlokes, if edim that first were contradicted, then it became zaymim, if there's a din of kasha zama. Because one of them, Machad Oma Neharogim, Machad Oma Eneharogim, basically the story is like this. Edim came in and said that Reuven killed Shimon. And Reuven's Chayav Misa. And then two Edim said, no, Reuven did not kill Shimon. And then two Edim say that the first Edim are Zaymimim. Do the first Edim get Misa as Kasha Zomam or not? Because on one hand, they had Akasha first, because first Edom came in and said, Eneharagim. Avada, when they said Eneharagim, they were passing like that. There was a Gemar Din. And then afterwards, someone came to him and said, Eneharagim, but Lachari already had Akasha. And then the Edom came, do you get Kasha Zomam? So it's like this, Yerkan or Shlokish. Chadam and Eneharagim, one says they get killed like they didn't Kasha Zomam. But Chadam and Eneharagim, they don't get killed. Because no kasha zomim here, because he had a kasha. So the machlokes hakasha tira zomim, tina baya varava, is really a machlokes of Yerkan of Lazo. Zogim or Tastayim, the Rabbi Yezu, the Amma, Ein Haragim. Let's bring a raya, the Rabbi Yezu, who don't know which, who's who, the Rabbi Lezbon says the Ein Haragim. That you don't say that Hachasha is Tchilas Azama, and you say that you don't get killed as Edom Zaymim. How do we know that? The Amma Rabbi Yezu, the Rabbi Lezbon says, Edom Shehukhashu Benefesh, Loikim. If you have Edom that say that Reuven killed Shimon, and then it was found out that they were contradicted and they were saying a lie, the halacha is to get Malkus for Loisana. They get Malkus for Loisana. That's the halacha. Now, if someone proves they're saying a lie, and then Edom Zomim come and say Edom Zomim, they're going to get Misa. The halacha is you don't get Malkus if this Misa could bring you the Misa. It's called lav shenitin lazaras misas bezdin. That means a lav that's chayiv misa, you don't get malchus on that. So here, this lav, this iser, this false edim, could get, when someone comes and machesh you, and turns out you're lying, and there's a iser of loisana, there's a lav of loisana, why chayiv malchus? It's possible to come to misa for this. Dom Rabbi Eliezer, edim shochshu v'nefesh, loikim, to get malchus. If Rabbi Eliezer is one who said that the halacha is the after chasha, if you get hazama, you get killed, am I like in have a lav, shenitin lazaros mises bezdin, it's a lav that could turn into a mises bezdin, chalav shenitin lazaros mises bezdin, ain't like in a lav, you don't get malchus. A lav, shmaino, Rabbi Eliezer, he do amar, ain't neharogim. Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says that you don't get killed, and if you don't get killed, so it's a lav shen loyni tlanzeres mizmezden, and that's why you get malchus. Testai takaraya. Gemara is a kasha that I was hoping someone would ask that loykin, that why do you get malchus? What's the case? What's the case? Yeah. What's you get malchus? You know im zaymim. So what's the case? So someone says it contradicts you get malchus loykin. Treve treinum. My chazav chani is mechani. If it's two in against you, you don't get malchus because who said you're lying? Maybe they're lying. And the reason why that's different is because you're not contradicting the Edom directly. You're saying you were with us somewhere else. So there the Chiddush is that the Edom Zayim, I believe. Mashenkin over here, L'chayra, why is the second Edom Zayim more? Why ain't Malkus? The case is, the dead person walks in. Shimon walks in. So he walks in, we know you're lying. If you know you're lying, Zohar Rabbi Eliezer, you get Malkus. Freit to the Kasha, what do you mean? Why you get Malkus? If someone was to come to Imara Yisem, you'd be Chayiv Misa. There it is, you're not Chayiv Misa. That's talking, that'll be a Chosh Chayiv Zama. If you hold a Chosh Chayiv Zama, so then you got Mulkish by the dead person walking, and then my side said Imara Yisem, you'd pay Kasha Zama. Rabbi Eliezer obviously holds Malkus, holds, there's no Kasha Zama, because if not, it would be Lav, Sheniten, La Zoras, Misas Bezdin. So Ad Kan, the sugya of Achosha Tchilas Hazama. Another machlokes is the Bayav Rabba we had, the Achosha Tchilas Hazama, and passed this one we passed like Rabba, because it's not one of the Yalkagan. The Yalkagan was Ezeim Lafrey, we passed like Abayah. But this one, the Chari passed like Rabba, that Achosha is Tchilas Hazama, and you would get Misa and Kash Zama, and then in this case, Taka wouldn't get Malkus. But like upon him, that's the halacha. That pass like Rava, and this is Taka Mechlekes, Yerkan and Rabbi Lezer, the same Mechlekes as Abaya and Rava.